Imagine a world where entire cities have been mounted on massive tank treads, roaming the devastated landscape in search of smaller towns to literally consume for resources. This is the brutal reality of municipal Darwinism in Philip Reeve's post-apocalyptic masterpiece. Following the devastating 60-minute war that nearly destroyed civilization, humanity rebuilt itself into mobile predator cities that hunt across the barren wastelands. London, Paris, and other metropolises have become mechanical beasts, their citizens living in strict hierarchies while their massive engines propel them in search of prey. At its core, this is a world where the strong devour the weak, not just metaphorically, but with actual mechanical jaws that dismantle captured towns for parts and fuel. The imagery is haunting, yet captivating. Picture London as a seven-tiered monstrosity crawling across Europe, its lower levels housing industrial workers, while the elite enjoy parklands and mansions on the upper decks. What makes this setting so compelling isn't just its imaginative premise, but how it serves as a perfect metaphor for unchecked consumption and social inequality. How different, really, is this mechanical food chain from our own economic systems? Tamsin Pook stands in Margate's amusement arcade spotlight, her small frame belying her reputation as the arena's deadliest fighter. Unlike her flashy teammates, she wears plain training clothes, her scowl hiding deeper wounds. The crowd chants as she faces another mechanical monster, a lizard-shaped revenant engine with glowing green eyes that breathes flames. With dancer-like precision, Tamsin analyzes the creature while her teammates attack frantically. Spotting the vulnerable fuel hose under its jaw, she climbs the beast's hot flank and drives her knife into its mechanical brain. As the crowd erupts with "Death to the Dead," Dr. Mortmain, the arcade's sinister master, conceals his fury at her swift victory. This is Tamsin's existence, fighting reanimated beasts for entertainment as both celebrity and prisoner. Her 49 victories have earned her fame, yet beneath her fearsome reputation lies a troubled conscience, especially when spectators shout, "Vengeance for Eve Vespertine!" This mysterious guilt shapes her actions as she plans escape from the only home she remembers. Gabriel Strega returns to Thorbury with mercenaries and mechanical stalkers, declaring, "I've come back to eat the city," before executing Mayor Amadeus Angmering in public. Miss Lavinia Torpenhow, a history teacher, escapes with the mayor's daughter Helen. In her apartment, she reveals Strega's radical vision. With resources dwindling, he plans to transform Thorbury into an apex predator with more powerful engines and bigger jaws, abandoning traditions. The betrayal stings Miss Torpenhow personally. Years ago, she had rescued the 14-year-old Strega from the engine rooms, impressed by his intelligence despite his background as a slave. She educated him and supported his civic career, ignoring warnings that he was bad to the bone. She had believed his love of books proved he couldn't be truly evil. With the mayor dead and Helen in danger as his heir, Miss Torpenhow realizes their only hope is finding Helen's brother Max in Paris, and they'll need help from legendary gladiator Tamsin Pook to defeat Strega's mechanical monsters. 6 weeks after Strega's coup, Miss Torpenhow rescues Tamsin from Margate's arcade by drugging Dr. Mortmain with sleeping draft-laced macarons. They flee to Paris, an enormous, multi-tiered mobile city with ornamental lakes and soaring architecture. Monsieur Leclerc helps them infiltrate the Oubliette prison beneath Paris to rescue Max Angmering. Tamsin surprisingly subdues the wolf-like revenant guard using simple dog commands, astonishing everyone. Their victory is short-lived when Leclerc betrays them. During their chaotic escape through a refuse silo, they're flushed onto Paris's garbage heap as the city rolls away. Stranded in the outcountry, they're rescued by Weech, a tiny scavenger town whose mayor Absalom Croak recognizes Tamsin Bloomin' Pook from her arena fame. Their band grows with Giotto Trubshaw, an artist who painted Tamsin as Eve Vespertine's killer, and Oddington Doom, an aging mercenary who helps them escape Mortmain's pursuers. Each member brings unique skills and flaws, forming a found family bound by necessity, their diverse backgrounds revealing how municipal Darwinism has shaped their lives. The truth about Eve Vespertine haunts Tamsin throughout her journey. Unlike shy Tamsin, Eve was charismatic and beloved, a volunteer fighter who excelled against Mortmain's machines. During a season finale against the fretful Porpentine, Tamsin spotted the hedgehog-like revenant would shoot quills, but failed to warn Eve, who was fatally impaled through the chest. Though Tamsin defeated the revenant, rumors spread that jealousy caused her silence. The truth was more complex. Tamsin had felt a momentary triumph at Eve's death, and this guilt continues to shape her life. The past returns when Tamsin is recaptured and forced to fight Eve herself, now a revenant with glowing green eyes. Unable to kill someone she feels responsible for, Tamsin discards her weapon and awaits death. Unexpectedly, when Tamsin blames Mortmain for their situation, Eve Revenant climbs to his control box and throws him to his death. This reckoning transforms both women, forging an uneasy partnership against greater threats. With Morten dead and the arcade fighters freed, Tamsin's group prepares to reclaim Thorbury. Meanwhile, Helen Angmering has organized resistance, declaring they must save Thorbury themselves rather than wait for her brother's return. Their plan involves hiding aboard Shilpit, an abandoned town that will be Thorbury's next meal. When Thorbury consumes Shilpit, Max witnesses harpoons slam into the trapped town, a brutal process revealing how Strega has perverted municipal Darwinism. The companions escape through Shilpit into Thorbury's dismantling yards, immediately confronting guards. A fierce battle erupts throughout the engine district, with the Eve Revenant fighting until severely damaged. Just as Max faces execution, reinforcements arrive, ordinary citizens armed with tools, led by Helen herself. The rebels seize the main engine room and halt the city. In a climactic confrontation, Tamsin faces three revenants with only a sword. Despite suffering broken bones and internal injuries, she and the damaged Eve Revenant defeat the mechanical monsters as their allies capture Strega and force the mercenaries to surrender. On a late summer day, the six friends gather at a Bellevue Park cafe, discussing their transformed lives. Trubshaw plans a mural honoring heroes. Miss Torpenhow contemplates returning to teaching, and Tamsin admits feeling adrift without revenants to fight, still wearing combat boots despite peace. Max announces he won't pursue the mayoral position, recognizing his sister Helen's superior qualifications. Having witnessed her leadership organizing resistance between tiers, he acknowledges she understands both privileged and working classes better than he does. Oddington Doom suggests continuing their adventures aboard the airship Fire's Astonishment, mapping routes to cities needing help with mechanical or supernatural troubles. Only Trubshaw declines, committed to rebuilding Thorbury, as evidenced by his paint-stained sleeves and architectural sketches. In a world defined by municipal Darwinism's mechanical logic of consumption, these six have discovered something revolutionary: the power of chosen family. Their bond offers an alternative vision where cooperation triumphs over consumption and compassion over conquest.